Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host. I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to make sure everyone has the information that they need to get their family game on. And this is a special episode recorded on a Sunday with the whole fam in the car. We just got out of watching Detective Pikachu. I know I promised I was going to see it early. I didn't because I wanted to see it as a group. And this is the first time we could all do it thanks to Boy Scouts, etc. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go around the car. There's a few of us that have thoughts. Some of us are tired and a little under the weather, so they're not going to be contributing much. But we're going to go around the car, share our initial thoughts, and then I'm going to yell spoilers a lot, and then we're going to just spoil the crap out of it. So
No, don't spoil it.
No, we're going to have a spoiler, because we're only doing one podcast. So, I'm going to start, because I'm the host.
Okay,
I loved this movie. It is easily the best video game movie of all time. And yes, this does count as a video game movie because it is based on Detective Pikachu, which is out on 3DS right now. You can get it for like $30 on Amazon. So, this is easily the best video game movie of all time. They set the bar. I guess Sonic the Hedgehog comes next, but the real test is if Illumination can follow it up with Super Mario Brothers in a couple years. Jenna, what did you think of this movie?
It was surprisingly much better than I thought it was going to be. I didn't know what I would think of the whole Pokemon in the real world thing and how cheesy it would be. But actually, it was a really good movie. They did a really good job with it. The animation was awesome. The storyline and the plot of the movie was very well done. So I was impressed.
You were really impressed.
And I love Ryan Reynolds. So I mean,
she does love Ryan Reynolds. Jake, what do you think? Okay, first off, did you like it?
Yes.
Is it the best video game movie you've ever seen?
So far, yes.
Have you ever seen another video game movie?
No.
All right, fair enough.
Because they're all garbage.
So you're one of the Pokemon... They are mostly garbage. Jake, so you are one of the Pokemon experts in the car. What did you think of some of the Pokemon that featured in the movie? We'll spoil stuff later, but like in general, what'd you think of the movie, of the Pokemon and the way they looked and stuff like that?
Okay. One thing is that Ditto looked too blobby.
Okay, well, fine, but
I think the Pokemon look amazing. They look like they look in the games.
Yeah.
Maggie, what'd you think? Did you like it?
She's sleepy.
She's
so she nodded and she liked it. Evan, did you have anything you wanted to contribute other than that video game movies are garbage?
Well, most of them are.
Yeah, true. What did you think of the movie?
When I saw the first trailer, I thought that I was questioning why the Pokemon looked like the way they did. But like after seeing the movie, it made much more sense.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he couldn't figure out why they were not cartoony looking and why they tried to make them look realistic. But when you saw how they were integrated into the real world,
they looked fun.
Yeah, it made a lot more sense in context. Like, yes. I know a lot of people got really upset about the fact that Pikachu had fur, but, like, they weren't going to animate fur on Pikachu in the cartoon, but he's a mouse, so obviously he would have fur. I really liked
it. Pikachu with fur made him look cuter.
I think I
agree. Maggie said Pikachu with fur made him look cuter. I think she's right.
I think she's definitely right. He looked like a little stuffed animal that could talk.
He looked like mine.
Well, so... I mean, the mime was pretty funny, too. So here is what I...
I didn't say mime. I said mine.
Oh, okay.
I said Pikachu looked like mine.
Like your stuffed Pikachu?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
I want him.
I think
the... adorable.
The thing that really hit me was just how much more attitude and, like, emotion they got from the Pokemon just by giving them, you know, because they had more animation, right? Like, they weren't just hand-drawn things. So, they were three-dimensional objects. So, you got Snubbull's attitude. You got, you know what I'm talking about? You got the playful nature of the playful ones. You could actually tell that Psyduck got stressed out when Psyduck got stressed out. So, I think for me, it made the Pokemon more relatable as opposed to just being random anime characters. Like, I felt what they were going through.
And they took the traditional animations that they use in the cartoon and in the games when the Pokemon are sad or when the Pokemon are stressed. Like, the way that Psyduck put his hands on the side of... Or his, not hands, but you know what I mean. On the side of his head. The way Pikachu's ears go down when he's sad. They took those animations that you're familiar with and they made them realistic. Exactly, Jake. So I like that. I like that they stuck with the spirit of the cartoon, but they made it into a movie, which was kind of cool.
All right, so those are our initial impressions. We are officially 5-6 minutes into the show. So here's what I'm going to do. From here on out, we're spoiling the crap out of this movie. So we're going to talk about the end. We're going to talk about our favorite parts. We're going to talk about the whole thing. So if you have not seen the movie yet and you want to, you should stop it now. I'm giving you 5 seconds.
No, don't give him 5 seconds. Seconds, give him 15. Because I don't want anyone to get this spoiled. Because spoiling Endgame was actually illegal. And I don't know if this is actually illegal to spoil.
It's not. I mean, it's not as important as Endgame, I don't think. But I think we have given people enough.
It is as important.
We could have a philosophical debate about spoilers, and I guess maybe that would help. But guess what? At this point, if they haven't stopped it, they've seen the movie. I don't feel bad. We just went on for 45 seconds talking about spoilers. So again,
that is awesome.
We are going to spoil Detective Pikachu. So the end is that Pikachu, the reason that he could talk to Detective Pikachu is that Detective Pikachu was his dad merged with his Pikachu partner. That's it. And it was done by Mewtwo. And if you don't know who Mewtwo is, then, I mean, this is going to be a...
That was not nice.
You're not an idiot. That just means you don't know enough. If you don't know who Mewtwo is, you probably are struggling with a lot of the context from a lot of these Pokemon movies. Because Mewtwo is like a legendary figure.
Right.
He is one of the first...
So, Jen, why don't you... You're really good at plot synopses.
No, I'm not.
Why don't you... Well, you're the outsider. So, why don't you tell us the plot of Detective Pikachu and why you like what you felt about it.
Okay, so I'm not as much of an outsider as you make me out to be, but the whole plot of the movie is basically there's a boy who wanted to be a Pokemon trainer and his life got real bad. His mom passed away when he was like 11. He was raised by his grandmother. When his mom died, his father went away to a big city and left him alone. So he basically denied his love of Pokemon and went to be an insurance agent, which living in Connecticut I find very ironic. But anyways, he ends up finding out as he's, you know, almost at his 21st birthday that his father died in a fiery car crash, and he goes to the big city to collect his father's belongings and reminisce. He gets to the city. The city is really neat because it's full of people. It's a huge, like, New York City population, and every person in the city has a Pokemon partner. The city was made possible by this corporate guy who really believed in the power of Pokemon bettering people, and his son, who fought with the father, who is actually a huge media mogul. You could tell that there's some stress there. Come to find out that somebody has been experimenting with Pokemon in a secret lab to evolve them, to make them bigger, to make them better, to control them, to use their powers to control the, you know, whatever. And long story short, it boils down to the guy who really believed in the power of Pokemon was a big bad guy and was creating a Mewtwo, and his design was to merge Pokemon and people into one Pokemon person with the consciousness of a person and make them better overall.
Yeah, pretty much. His whole thing was that Pokemon can evolve. So he was hoping that humans could evolve also. I thought that was an interesting twist. I didn't particularly see that one coming. I thought it was going to be a more straightforward thing that the sun was the bad guy, but then again, the sun was always wearing sunglasses, which means that you couldn't see that he was a Ditto the whole time. What I want to know is how long was the sun trapped in that closet with duct tape over his mouth? Because if he was for a long time, he probably would have been dead. But
well,
I'm just saying.
Well, his nose was uncovered. But
then he couldn't eat.
Yeah, it couldn't have been too long. Anyways, it was a very traditional bad guy, hero, movie plot. It was like the Spider-Man with the Green Goblin. It reminded me very much of that. You know, in and of itself, the plot was not particularly surprising. The emotion that the movie brought out was surprising, I think.
So, yeah, I mean, it was not as feels-inducing as people tried to convince me that it was going to be.
Well, however, I think it was, but maybe I have a different perspective.
I mean, that's fine. But as much as I didn't think, you know, it certainly didn't make me cry like everybody said that it was going to, I think I was just all done with that after Endgame. But I did not see either of the twists coming. I thought it was going to be a bit more predictable. I assumed that it was going to be super predictable. And just right on the nose. Evan, what did you think? Did you like the story in general?
Yeah.
Did you think it was predictable or not predictable?
I knew that the Pikachu was the father from the first trailer of the video game.
Okay.
So that wasn't a thing. And based on that, Megan, stop. Oh, but back to this. So there were, and once it got revealed that Mewtwo did something to the father, and then the Pikachu lost its memory, and then the Pikachu could talk.
Then you knew.
Then you were confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay. I think for me, and one thing I didn't say is that the first Pokemon movie that I remember seeing in a movie theater, and I don't remember if it was because I was first dating Steve or if it was because I was taking a kid that I babysat.
It was not me.
That movie
came out before we met.
So I saw a Pokemon movie with Mewtwo at the end, and it was a cartoon, and I don't remember any of the movie because I was bored to tears and fell asleep in the middle of it. So somebody took me to go see a Pokemon movie with Mewtwo, and I remember it was a huge deal. Mewtwo was the big thing.
No, when they revealed Mewtwo.
So the fact that they took Mewtwo, who was a big thing in a movie from when people Pokemon who would watch Mewtwo, Detective Pikachu.
Pokemon Mewtwo Strikes Back?
No, it was well before that.
That one is the one.
No, there was another one with.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Either way, the fact that they took something that was so iconic from a cartoon movie that was big when the people who are going to be watching Detective Pikachu now are adults, I think was a good trick, ploy, whatever you want to say.
So, Jake, what did you think of the story? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What was your favorite part of the movie?
All of it.
Well, you gotta pick one part.
I can't.
What did you think of the Pokemon battles?
They were weird.
There really weren't that many.
There weren't. That surprisingly.
They did a really good job of removing the Pokemon battles.
But there was a video on the internet that was like, the entire Detective Pikachu movie spoiled, and it was just Pikachu dancing.
That was funny.
I thought that that was actually what it was going to be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I believed it.
So what did you think of the animation of, like, Charizard and Gengar?
They were unrealistic. They weren't, like, what I thought they were going to be like at all.
They were unrealistic?
They weren't, like, the actual things at all. They made, like, Gengar was fine, other than the fact that he isn't really that smoky. Like, they thought he was just, like, a giant gas cloud. When he is.
Well, I mean, he's a ghost.
Yeah, it was like he was gas in the movie, when technically he is kind of like that, but
I thought
he wasn't that smoky. Because, like, whenever he moved, there was, like, gas.
Okay.
And you didn't like Charizard, Evan?
No, Charizard was too scary.
Too
scaly.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a lizard. He's a dragon.
Yeah, but he had too many scales on his face, and it didn't look real at all.
I think they had to do that, because they tried to make them look like real animals in the world. So I think they made them scaly and furry and feathery and all of that stuff to make them look super real.
No, but
real.
Like, he had too many scales.
You thought it didn't look like the cartoon.
So here's what I want to know.
No.
Folks listening.
I
want to know where you come down. Do you come down with the parents and think they looked fine?
I thought everything looked fine except Charizard.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
All right. So, do you on Charizard? Do you come down with me and Jenna? and that he looked great? Or do you come down with Evan and Jake, who think he looked not so much? So those are some of our thoughts. I'd love to hear what you have to say. We'll share this into the community, and I would hope that you guys would share your spoiler-free comments and opinions in the group. So I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Have a good rest of your Sunday and a good Monday. And until then, I hope you have a... What?
Nothing. She doesn't want to step on Jake.
All right. Okay.
Go ahead.
And until next time, don't forget
to get your family game on.
Bye.